All right, welcome back everyone to the deep dive. Today we're jumping into something that's always changing, but it's absolutely critical for actually getting work done. We're talking about project management tools in 2025. You know, it's really not just about having somewhere to list your tasks anymore, is it? So our mission today basically is to help you know, cut through all the noise, the marketing hype maybe, and really figure out which of these platforms, these powerful platforms, genuinely deliver results. We're looking at everything from like simple task tracking all the way up to advanced project automation. It's just such a crowded space, and picking the right one can feel like a deep dive all by itself.
Yeah, it really can. And what's fascinating here, I think, is seeing how these tools have grown. They started as, you know, simple digital to-do lists,
yeah.
Basically. Now there's these really sophisticated ecosystems. They aren't just nice-to-haves anymore. They're actually vital for how modern teams operate, especially
yeah.
with remote work, hybrid setups, all that complexity. The sheer range of what's available now, it's huge.
Yeah.
From really basic task stuff to comprehensive automation platforms.
Exactly. And that's sort of where we want to step in. So here's where it gets really interesting. We're going to unpack some of the, let's call them the top project management solutions making waves right now in 2025. We won't just list features, though. We'll dive into what they're really good at, who they're best for, and maybe, you know, where the challenges might lie. Okay, so let's maybe start with Work Status. This one bills itself as kind of an all-in-one platform designed for real-time tracking, tasks, time, even team productivity. It promises to pull it all together.
Right, that holistic approach is, I think, what makes it pretty compelling, particularly if you've got remote or hybrid teams. Think about it. Visibility across different locations, different schedules, that can be a huge headache, right?
Absolutely.
So Work Status isn't just about like clocking in and out. It's trying to offer this sort of non-intrusive digital water cooler view, which interestingly could actually help build more autonomy and trust in remote setups, not less. That's the idea anyway.
Okay.
Plus it folds in other key things like, you know, budget tracking,
yeah.
attendance, stuff you often need separate tools for. So yeah, for many teams, if you're trying to consolidate, get that really comprehensive overview without juggling apps, it could be a really strong contender. Maybe your best bet for that all-in-one feel.
That makes a lot of sense, that single pane of glass idea. But okay, what if a team's main struggle is more around, say, setting clear goals and breaking down tasks really cleanly? Maybe they don't need the full suite time and budget stuff. Where would something like Asana fit in then?
Ugh, Asana. Yeah, that's really where Asana shines, I'd say. It's a defining feature. It's that incredibly clean, very user-friendly interface.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes managing team goals and projects feel intuitive.
Right.
Teams can like quickly structure their work, assign who's doing what, set deadlines, all without a massive learning curve. Now, it might not have the really deep financial tracking you get with Work Status, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's simplicity. That's his superpower, really,
yeah.
for getting people on board quickly and just keeping things clear across different projects.
Yeah, simplicity is often underrooted. And speaking of simple, Trello's been a favorite for ages, hasn't it? For good reason, those simple Kanban boards, that drag and drop thing.
Yeah.
It's almost iconic.
Absolutely. Trello's Kanban boards are brilliant for visual management.
Yeah.
You know, for anyone unfamiliar, it's basically like a digital whiteboard with columns to do, doing, done, whatever you need. Tasks move across. It makes visualizing the workflow incredibly easy. Fantastic for visual thinkers or teams that just want that immediate, at-a-glance sense of progress.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is important, that same simplicity can become a limitation.
Mm-hmm.
If your projects get really complex, needing, say, detailed dependency tracking between tasks or granular resource planning, Trello might start to feel a bit basic.
Right.
That's a key thing for teams to think about if they expect to scale up. They might need something more or need to add other tools alongside Trello.
That's a really good point about scaling. Okay, moving on. Monday.com. This one seems to push flexibility really hard. Their key thing is presented as a system that, you know, genuinely adapts to your workflow. What's that actually look like in practice?
Well, its versatility is a big sell. It's less about forcing you into rigid templates and more about giving you building blocks. It's highly customizable. You can set up boards for almost anything, really, marketing campaigns, product roadmaps, recruitment pipelines, you name it. But maybe more importantly, it offers pretty robust automation features. So it's not just about tweaking how a board looks. It's about setting up rules. Like, if this task is marked done, then automatically notify that person or move this other related task. You can even automate actions across different boards or sometimes connect to external apps.
Oh, okay.
The idea is your workflow drives the tool, not the other way around. It's powerful, definitely. But you do need to invest some time up front to set it up just right for your specific processes.
Gotcha. So it's great for teams that really want to tailor everything. Then there's ClickUp, which sounds like it has an even bigger ambition, maybe, aiming to replace multiple apps with just one. That sounds comprehensive.
It does. Yeah, ClickUp is definitely robust. And that's attractive for teams trying to consolidate their whole like operational stack into one place.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just project tasks. It brings in features for documents, internal wikis, whiteboards, goal tracking, lots of stuff,
yeah.
Which sounds great and can be. But teams should be aware, consolidating everything can sometimes risk becoming a bit jack of all trades, master of none. You know, if you don't configure it really carefully and focus on what you actually need.
Right. Feature overload.
Exactly. It demands a bit more initial effort, I think, in setup and really understanding its structure to get the most out of it and avoid getting overwhelmed.
Okay. Sounds powerful. But yeah, needs that commitment to really make it sing. And then, of course, we have to mention Jira. For a very specific group, right? It's almost universally known as the go-to for agile development teams.
Indeed. Yeah, Jira's core strength is its deep built-in support for agile frameworks like Scrum and Kanban. So for teams working in those iterative cycles, think software development mainly it lets them manage their work in specific ways. Epics, user stories, sprints, tracking releases.
Mm-hmm.
It has specialized reporting that's really critical for those development workflows. Now, it's pretty much indispensable for many of those teams,
mm-hmm.
but a common pitfall. Sometimes teams over-customize it,
yeah,
which can actually make things more complicated and slow down planning if you're not careful.
Yeah,
it definitely has a steeper learning curve than, say, Trello or Asana. But for the right team, doing that kind of work, it's pretty much unmatched to what it offers.
Clearly a powerhouse in its niche. Okay, shifting gears slightly towards larger scale stuff. Rike. This one is often described as being built specifically for collaboration at scale. What does at scale really mean here?
Good question. When we talk about scale in this context, we usually mean larger organizations, maybe, or really complex projects. Think projects involving lots of different departments, maybe external partners or clients, and crucially, intricate dependencies between tasks.
Okay, lots of moving parts.
Exactly. So Rike provides robust features to handle that, things like shared dashboards customized for different viewers, sophisticated proofing tools for creative assets, really granular permission settings. It's all about making sure everyone involved can collaborate effectively without, you know, stepping on each other's toes digitally.
Right.
It really focuses on centralizing communication and managing assets, which becomes super important when you're coordinating hundreds, maybe thousands of tasks across a wide group of people.
Got it. Makes sense for those bigger, more complex scenarios. And finally, let's touch on Smartsheet. This one has a unique angle, often described as Excel meets project management.
Mm-hmm.
How does that actually play out for users? What's the advantage?
Well, think of it like this. You take the familiar grid structure and powerful data organization of a spreadsheet, something lots of people already know well.
Okay, yeah.
And then you inject it with the dynamic capabilities of a modern project management tool. So it's kind of ideal for people who love spreadsheets, who think in rows and columns but want more power.
So it feels familiar but does more.
Exactly. Your rows can become tasks, your columns can track status or budget, but then you can add automated alerts, create Gantt charts directly from the data, have conversations on specific rows, integrate task management features. It really bridges that gap between like traditional data management in spreadsheets and dynamic collaborative project tracking. It lets people leverage skills they already have, but in a much more powerful context.
Interesting. So a really good option for spreadsheet fans wanting to level up. Okay, wow. We've covered quite a range there. So what does this all mean for you listening in? We've gone through a whole spectrum of tools today, right? Each one has its own unique strengths, its ideal scenarios,
mm-hmm.
from, you know, the comprehensive visibility you might get with work status to the sheer visual simplicity of Trello or the deep customizability of Monday.com, the agile focus of Jira. It's clear there's probably a solution out there tailored for almost any team's specific way of working.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, I think the key takeaway isn't just about chasing the tool with the most features. It's about really thinking critically. How does this platform actually fit your specific needs, your existing ways of working, your team's culture even?
Right. It's not one size fits all.
Not at all. It's about understanding those trade-offs we talked about.
Yeah.
And making sure the tool, or maybe even a combination of tools, truly helps you work smarter, that it actually transforms productivity for your team based on your unique rhythm and goals.
Well said. And if you are looking to dive even deeper after this, or maybe you want to see a more detailed list, side-by-side feature comparisons, that kind of thing, you should definitely head over to workstatus.io, check out their blog. It's a really great resource, honestly, to continue your own research and find that tool or combination that really fits your team's specific needs.
Yeah, definitely worth a look. And maybe one final thought to leave people with. Remember, in this space where technology just moves so fast, right? Staying informed about these tools. It's not really a one-time decision you make and then forget about it. It's more like an ongoing process, optimization. You know, the best tool for you today might be overtaken by a competitor with some game-changing feature tomorrow. Or maybe your team's needs just shift. So, achieving sustained productivity isn't just about picking the right tool now. It's also about continuously evaluating, adapting, and making sure you're always using the best approach, the best tools for your goals, wherever they take you.